sits there and his eyes are kind of closing.
Drowsy.
Yeah. And at, say, 6 o'clock in the morning, the alarm rings and then you
wake up.
All right, but let's say your son is still sleeping. You might have to go in there and
shake him.
Okay. And if the doctor gave you some medicine and he came over and the bottle was still full, he might say to you, haven't you
taken this medicine?
Yeah, and you say, yeah, yesterday I
took it.
All right. If a person gets an infection in his hand might
rise.
Yeah, he might say it's all
inflamed.
It's all what up? It's all
swollen.
Yeah. And what do you call the stuff in a blister? You know, if your shoes are too small, you get a blister on
your
heel. What do you call that stuff inside the blister? The stuff
water.
All right. Do you use the term buck fever for anything?
A what?
Buck fever. Okay. Buck ague or buck fever?
Buck ague.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't know.
You heard it though. You
I've heard it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. And if a young man is seeing a lot of a girl, you might say he's doing what? He's
courting.
All right. And she is his?
Financially, she's going to get married.
Yeah, but before that, when they're just in high school, you might say she's...
Tree door.
Yeah, and he's her.
Tree door.
All right. And boys and girls, they go out together, they might do what? They
courting.
Yeah, when they're courting, they show their affection for one another by doing what? By...
hugging and kissing.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. And if you're talking about everyone who came to you're talking about everyone in town, you might say, oh, the whole, what was there? The whole
town?
Yeah, and all the members of a group, you'd say, oh, the whole.
Whole town.
Yeah, would you ever use a term like the whole crowd or the whole kit and bilin or the whole gang or the whole mob?
Gang.
Okay. And if you walk across, they have a lot of buses now in big cities, but several years ago they used to have things on...
streetcar.
Yeah, and if you were on a streetcar and you were at one, you might tell the conductor, I want what?
Transfer.
At the next stop, I want...
get off or transfer.
Okay. And if you're walking across a field this way, you might say you're walking... Catty what?
Cattywampus.
Okay. If someone didn't plant things in neat rows, you know, and they were kind of all over, you'd say, oh, those things are just planted... Do you ever use the word anti-godlin?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Anyway, I reckon.
Okay. How do you pronounce it?
Anti-godlin.
Okay. If you had a choice of doing two things, you say, I'd do this, I had a choice of doing two things. I didn't do this, I did that. Of doing
another.
You might say in place of, or you might say in...
place of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you ever use instead?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
Instead of what I was thinking about, instead of what I was referring to then.
Okay. If someone says, I think I'll put on a coat, the temperature is really way down today, and you say, I'm going to put on a coat or a sweater because it's what cold? It's...
uh-huh.
It's the temperature drops, you know.
Cold.
You say it's not just a little cold, it's
freezing.
Yeah, it's real. Did you ever say it's real cold?
Yeah.
So yeah.